Back in October, we had done a very long, extensive, or started a very long, extensive 24/7 presence down near Curtis Hickson Waterfront on the sidewalk. Well, we had a lot of public support back then, and we just want to refresh that support. Let them know so that people can see what we're still doing, what we're, the community gardens and the different things that we've gotten accomplished. And it's kind of a call out to the other organizations as well in the area to help in maintaining that presence, because there's a lot of problems we face still. So
you were in front of Curtis Hickson Park on Ashley Drive, but there's a lot of construction down there now. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be in the same location?
We're actually going to be in front of Bank of America for the 5 days, 24/7. It's going to be May 23rd through the 28th. And we're going to stay there 24/7. And if we have to, we can always still go sleep on the sidewalk over at Curtis Hickson, because that's still open. But we plan on staying at Bank of America as long as we won't run into interference.
In the fall, the sidewalk was kind of the agreed upon place between you and the police where the occupiers could sleep. The occupiers felt that there was harassment by the police, and there were even some arrests on that sidewalk. Do you think that you risk harassment or arrest this time?
Well, with Occupy, you always risk harassment, but I don't think we're going to risk arrest this time, because we've already gone through the court cases of 22-8. They just dropped all of them because they, they said that people aren't objects. You can't remove a person from the, they don't count as an object on the sidewalk. So they don't really have grounds to arrest us, especially on Curtis Hickson. It's a wide enough sidewalk to where we don't impede the sidewalk. So at the Bank of America sidewalk, it might not be wide enough. That's the kind of things we're going to have to check to see, what we can get away with there. But, we plan on being accordingly and staying out of trouble. So,
and if people want to find out more information or join you, where can mm-hmm. they go to get more information?
Well, we have a Facebook event page. It's called the five-day protest at Curtis Hickson Sidewalk. You can look it up on Facebook, and you can look up probably on Occupy Tampa. I'm going to get it passed through the General Assembly for them to support it. So I'm sure they'll have the event as well there.
And do you think that there's going to be how many people?
Well, so far, this morning when I checked, we had about 13 people that were going to be there 24/7 for the 5 days. And we had somewhere around 20 people that we're going to be there as often as possible. So, that I only posted it yesterday. So hopefully we'll have a lot.